Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Max, so great to have you here. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing today? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a great day. I mean, every day that we have Doge and Trump, it's just the day. And of course, we're the champions, so we have our big parade coming up for our Eagles this Friday. So it's an awesome week, Max.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, hour by hour, I've never seen news cycles moving this fast and this administration moving so quickly. But we want to get to what you're talking about here, Max, and this is your wheelhouse, if you will, right? That you're talking about the tale of a government agency really going off the rails. And I think this is an important piece of perspective, because the truth is, and I had reported on this, Max, in part, that, you know, looking at USAID, why it was originally created and the original intent, and then how it has gone off the rails. But can you take us through your great commentary, your great piece that you recently wrote?
Sure. Thanks, Dawn. Yeah, I served as the chief operating officer during the first Trump administration and other positions there. And I spent 35 years in the international workspace. So I know USAID and the work that it's done overseas. And just to give you a sense of the extent to which the degree of waste, fraud, and abuse under the last administration went through the roof. When I was there, we had a $20 billion budget. And now, under the last year of Biden, it doubled to $40 billion. And I said in the article that its original intent was really good. It was a counter-Soviet Union entity. The Soviets were trying to turn many of the developing countries into communist countries, and so we responded to it. It was primarily helping them respond to natural disasters, getting them to adopt a free market economics to build wealth. And then after the Cold War ended, it really did a good job in integrating the former Warsaw Pact countries in Central and Eastern Europe into the West and making them allies. But then came the Clinton administration, in particular Hillary Clinton, who started pushing this population control abortion agenda into it. And even the LGBT, you had the first signs of it. I was in the Balkans at the time doing post-war work, and I noticed it, particularly after 9/11. Then the Bush administration comes in, and that's lessened. And then you had 8 years of Obama. Not only they expanded on this with the climate agenda, and then Biden comes in, and they just went into overdrive, doubling the amount of aid and using it basically as a slush fund for the progressive causes, and pushing this agenda, exporting it globally. You know, things that are so divisive at home, things like transgender ideology, and causing tremendous, tremendous resentment abroad. When you say American values in places like Africa, they run away. That's how bad it is. Even the president of France, Macron, no right winger, he's actually a left winger, came out publicly and said, please don't export your woke ideology to us. That's just how bad it is.
Yeah, and for you, you know, Max Primorac, as somebody who worked within the Trump administration, actually, I mean, the fact that you were running the U.S. Agency for International Development, I mean, this as acting chief operating officer, you're somebody who's an insider with this. So what I infer from you is that, yes, this was existing. It was essentially supersized and manipulated, not for the better, during the past just 4 years. Is that correct?
That is correct. During my time there, I worked for USAID, but I was reporting to the Vice President of the United States and helping persecuted Christians in northern Iraq. And, you know, I oversaw a lot of the USAID monies, and we did a lot of good work there. I also oversaw two Ebola outbreaks in Africa, and we were able to contain it there. There's a lot of good things that we were doing, especially counter China. But when the Biden administration came in, they got rid of all of this. Former Secretary Blinken was so anti-Christian. You know, I speak to a lot of African, including African leaders. They told me that when they meet with Mr. Blinken, they were all ready to talk about how they could work together with us to counter China. Instead, the first issue, do you have pro-gay laws? They were just stunned. And in a place like Africa, mm-hmm. very conservative, as many of them would tell me, you know, communist China doesn't force us to give up our religious views to do business with them. So you can see how the thing just went haywire.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us what you're, this is very timely that you're here, because we're not just in general talking about Doge. You're actually one of, you'll be a witness tomorrow. Is it tomorrow morning at one of these hearings tomorrow on in D.C.?
Yes, I will be testifying before the House Foreign Affairs Committee in terms of addressing the USAID issue. There is a lot of pushback from the advocates for it, although the only protest that I've seen, frankly, is here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are you having protests in Philadelphia? I don't know. I don't see. No, America has discovered what's been happening with foreign aid. I can tell you that the most generous people on the planet are the American people. But they demand that our government agencies don't manipulate that goodwill, and that goodwill was manipulated.
Yeah.
So other side is also saying, oh, you know, this is going to help China. But the fact of the matter is, we were supporting China through the way that we were doing foreign aid. For instance, with this green ideology, we were literally forcing the Chinese or the Africans to buy solar and wind equipment from communist China and push them into economic dependency with them. And then all of this woke stuff, we offended them. So it's just crazy. So I'm going to have an opportunity to describe my own experiences at USAID and what the problems are. And, you know, quite frankly, bottom line, this government agency lost bipartisan support of Congress, and they lost the trust of the American people.
Yeah, what would you say for, I had a couple people, even a relative, say, well, Dawn, you know, they do so much good in the world, or they did do so much good, and now we're wiping away this agency. What do you say to people as far as looking with this agency? And they're hearing the so-called mainstream media, and there's bias.
Sure.
What would you say to that kind of comment, Max?
Well, yeah, I would say that the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has made it very clear that there are certain aspects of foreign aid that will likely be continued. For instance, humanitarian aid or fighting these infectious diseases that don't then come to our shores. So those are the things that are going to continue. I suspect there's also going to be aid for victims of genocide around the world. But the budget has to be cut. It's so big, it's unmanageable, and it gives the opportunity for those in the bureaucracy, and I would tell you that 95% of their political contributions go to the left to finance their friends and serve as a slush fund for the progressives. So a lot of the good things are not going to be lost, but the bad things, they're done.
Good. Max, can you take us inside a little bit? We saw Mark Fogel, who's a Pennsylvania, you know, I'm broadcasting from Pennsylvania, history teacher brought back, but this is part of a broader picture, obviously, with, you know, Trump hoping to end the Ukraine-Russia war. Can you take us inside that very delicate negotiation? Are you encouraged by what you're seeing?
Well, what really encouraged me is the approach the president is taking in terms of what happens after the war stops. And you saw him talking about America has provided hundreds of billions of dollars to support Ukraine and talking about how he wants to have an agreement with the country that all of its very precious rare earth minerals, that there's an agreement to allow American companies to exploit those resources. I've written extensively on how our post-war reconstruction support of Ukraine should look like. We shouldn't be doing how we're doing foreign aid now, because number one, it's supporting radical causes and it doesn't work. The best approach to strengthening Ukraine so that Russia doesn't dare attack it again is to adopt the same kind of approaches, economic approaches that have made countries rich all over the place. And so that means no socialism and opening up the country to American capital. It's got tremendous energy resources, tremendous agricultural resources. The Ukrainian people are very strong in the technology area. There's opportunities for defense co-production. There are so many opportunities here for Ukraine and America to come together in a way that's a win-win, strengthen that relationship, and make it nearly impossible for Russians to think about doing this again, or they'll just get a really they'll get punched in the nose really hard.
Max,
so I like the way that the president is thinking about this.
Max Primorac, I'll be covering you tomorrow morning. I hope you come back. There's so much. You have a wealth of knowledge and experience. Thank you so much, Max. You've been so generous with your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.